Yes, Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, you bring us in here in your faithfulness. God, you care for us, Lord. You brought us under your wing. And Lord, thank you that you're feeding us like you do the little birds. Thank you, God. Open our hearts more today, God, and let us know that it's ours. Each and every one of us hearing this today, this isn't something afar off. This is mine. And let us go in and take it, Lord God. Thank you. Just like that mom with her son, that birthright was too valuable, honey. We're going to go take it. Praise God. The Lord has given it. He's provided, Lord God. Help us not to be indifferent. Let us not think of these things like a mess of pottage. Lord, it's everything. It's everything. And Lord, let us be about that, that you're the only thing. Oh, thank you, God. Light a fire up in us today, God. We should be burning ones for you, Lord Jesus. The truth and the riches and the grace, Lord God. The love, hallelujah, wherewith we are loved. How could we not praise your name forever and ever and ever and ever? Praise you, Lord. Let us not wait. Let us go get it now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise God. Now, we're going to get in here in Genesis this morning, and we'll start in the sixth chapter, and I think how sweet and appropriate, and as we say it around here, a snow day. And on snow days, sometimes it kind of knocks some out, so we get a little handful in here on a good old snow day. And how appropriate that would be, because we're going to talk about the ark today. You know, there wasn't a lot in that ark. Well, there were a lot of animals, but I'll tell you what, there were just a few that really believe God like that. Can you imagine? But what a wonderful encouragement we have here. And we'll begin reading in the fifth verse of the sixth chapter. And it said, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth." Kind of like now, huh? Better wake up to it, amen? This is wake up day right here. Really wake up, praise God. "So God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, 'I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.'" But here's why it all stopped and changed. "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Just one. "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." So it goes on in that sixth chapter that the Lord deals with Noah and tells Noah, "You're going to build an ark, son. Here's how you're going to build it. Here's how it's going to come forth. I'm going to flood the earth, and I'm going to give you the grace to have the faith to believe me for something that you think so crazy. All right? Let's just lay it out like it is. I'm going to give you the grace that you're going to believe me, son, because you found grace in mine eyes." And in verse 22 of chapter 6, "Thus did Noah according to all," very important, "thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he." Going on in chapter 7. "And the Lord said unto Noah, 'Come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, and the male and his female. And of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air, sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that God commanded him." Isn't that amazing? All that God commanded him. "And Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters was upon the earth." See, he was pretty old there, wasn't he? You know, I'm starting to get a little bit of feeling, well, I just don't feel like it today. Noah's 600 years old. Get out there and build that ark, son. Get out there and build that ark. And more importantly, hey, in 7 days, you better get in the ark right now, because it's coming. And Noah went in. Isn't that something? And his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with them into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts and of the beasts that are not clean, of the fowls and everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. See, the windows of heaven. First time it rained. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Going over to verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Did you hear that? Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Been thinking about the blessings of the Lord. Had that encouragement a couple weeks back about how we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Lord, so struck my heart with Noah here and the blessing that was upon that precious man's life. First time in the Word of God the word grace is mentioned is right here. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And you notice that stopped everything, didn't it? All of that stuff that was coming, it changed God's heart, if you will. It was that grace, praise the Lord, that grace that God had Noah to find in his eyes. And it blows me away to hear that all the time, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the reason it blows me away is where we find grace. We don't find grace in our goodness. We don't find grace in my doing. I don't find grace anywhere but just in how God sees me. And that's what's so important is I need to see how the Lord always sees me with grace in his eyes. With grace in his eyes. With love that surpasses anything that I could ever imagine is always in the eyes of the Lord for me because of that grace, because of the blood of Jesus that he sees upon my life. He sees that grace. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. He sees that when he sees you. That's the grace that's in the eyes of the Lord. He adores you. He really does. He just adores you. Just like with Noah here. He stopped everything to save this man. He changed everything that was going on to just spare that one because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What do you think he'll do for your life? I mean, he, if you will, he changed the whole world in a way. He brought something that the world had never seen, rain. It had not rained upon the earth until that time. He did miracle after miracle for one person because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Once again, what do you think he'll do for you? I tell you, it's preparing us for something. So the Lord, it says here, he opened up the windows of heaven. I love that. He opened up the windows of heaven because that's where he was going to bring the rain from. But more importantly, that's where the blessings come. See, they're from above. Every good gift is from above. And I want us to know this, that heaven is always open towards us. And I want you to realize something. Do you realize often what the Lord uses for your life to save you? That blessing from above will be just the very thing that'll destroy and kill even the unbeliever. You have to understand how much he loves you and how much grace is in the eyes of the Lord for you. And what he'll do, and I've seen him do it time and time again in my life. I've seen how much he adores me. He'll set me on fire and people will fear it. I know I'm the apple of his eye by the grace of God. I know that by the grace of God, I'll tell you what, those that lift up their hand against me, you are dealing with God himself. You need to know that for your life, how he loves you, how he keeps you, how he adores you, how he said, I fight for you. I fight for you. That's your God. That's your God. That, and I'll jump the gun a little bit, if the Lord tarry for convention, that's the supernatural life that lives in you. And that's just a part of it. Praise the Lord. But brothers and sisters, over and over throughout the Word of God, the Lord has shown us this, and he's revealed it. You think about those plagues that God had saturated Egypt with. They were the things that saved Israel. Amen. Those were the things that had Israel rejoicing, were the same thing that had the unbelieving in torment, in fear, and even caused their death. That's how God loves you. And we need to awaken to this. We really do. Awaken to the power of the favor of God that is upon your life. And not because of anything you did, but because of the grace of God that is in his eyes for you. You see that? Just again, once again, how he sees you in Christ. That wonderful transformation, the moment that you receive Christ Jesus as Savior, you died, he came to live, Christ lives in you, and that's why he loves you. This is this grace that he always has in his eyes for you. Amen. Even when you mess up, even when you don't believe, he abides faithful. Because of the grace that he has in his eyes for you. And that it's so personal, isn't it? It's so intimate. It's not, well, he's got grace of God, you know, forever. See, and everybody talks about it in generalization and in a generalization. You need to receive this by the grace of God for your life, to see it for you. That this is the grace of God that he has in his eyes for you. That'll melt your heart. It really will. That will encourage you, it'll strengthen you, it will cause you to live your life not of this world. And it really will, because of those affections that he has for you. Yes, it'll strengthen your believing in God. It'll strengthen, praise God, that faith that he has given you. It'll grow it up. The wonderful grace of God, that love that is so unmerited, but yet that is so fully mine. That I have, that praise God, it strengthens my life. That Lord, I want to live for you. I want you to rule and to reign in my life so that this life will be transformed to rule and to reign jointly together with you. I want to believe that truth in its depth, not for just something that Lord, in a sense, by rote, but it's by love. It's by love and it's by power and it's by the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. That praise God, you are working this in me in this superpower, the dynamo power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fighting my mind, I've got this wonderful helmet of salvation that allows me to have the very thoughts of him. And the thoughts of him, praise God, for me. For me. Hallelujah. Now, this is it. This is where we're awakening to today. The love and the favor, the grace in the eyes of God for us, just as it was for Noah, brothers and sisters, it has never changed. Never changed. Things that can kill natural man, deliver us. Yes, things that kill man, deliver us. Amen. Now come on. How far out in faith do you really believe God for these things? I do. And I know he's true. Man can't kill me. Devil can't kill me. The Lord has me. And whosoever believeth in me shall never die. So what are we talking about killing anyway? Huh? Oh, well, I'll see you someday. Well, you know what? If they say someday they put my body in a grave, well, see, that man died. I didn't die. I'll never die. As he's promised me, he took that death for me. Yeah. This is what is reality. Praise God. So we take this helmet of salvation, don't we? Amen. And we believe God. And we take that helmet of salvation, and in that we know and we live the supernatural life of the forefathers of our faith. Do you? Come on now, really, do you? Do you believe if God brought you up against something, now, not that he needs to, but could he repeat a thing or two, do you think, for your life? Do you think if he brought you up and said, hey, look, oh my, I guess I need to part the sea for Stephen here. You think he'd do that for you? Sure he would. Sure he would. I have no doubt that he wouldn't. I have no doubt that he couldn't put strength in my hands and arms to kill any beast, to tear it apart, to give me wisdom like he gave to Solomon, that I could govern over things if the Lord saw fit for me to do that. My goodness. I know that if the Lord encouraged me to pray for, as that king did, Lord, give me more years, that the Lord would do that. But I'm telling you what, I've got something beating in my heart for me to live as Christ and to die again. If anything, by the grace of God, I want to get out of here. I don't want to stay here. But that's just the Lord. That's just the Lord. Now, think of this. Those things that come and cause you to fear. Can we expect something instead of fear, something supernatural for our lives? You know what I'm saying? Amen? Yeah. Well, you know that who wants you to fear is the enemy. But see, the perfect love wherewith we are loved. We are loved with perfect love. It's not like I have to call it down or anything. It's just what it is. We are loved with perfect love. It says that perfect love casts out all fear. So in that love that I know wherewith I am loved, that love that increases my faith, because the word of the Lord says that faith worketh by love. See, the more I see the love of Christ to me, the more I'll believe. The more strength, the more power, praise God, of the Holy Ghost believing in my life goes on. Amen. See, when I know that he really loves me with a bridal love, I'm telling you, I know how much I love my wife by the grace of God, and the things that I would do for her and have done that I'll do for no one else. How much more so my Lord and my love and my bridegroom for me? Think of that. See, in that love, this all-powerful word, I believe it, I receive it, I know it's mine. I know the promise that are for me, they're yea and amen. They are done. And I call upon the name of the Lord, believing in Jesus' name. And he said, I will do it. That wasn't just for a moment or for a time or I've got to show you something. That's love. And I believe the Lord like that, in that love. So instead of fear, I know that I have this perfect love wherewith I am loved. It casts out all fear. So by the grace of God, when I see these things that come in my life that seem so fearful, I'm expecting a supernatural deliverance. Amen. And that's the truth by the grace of God. That's not just a powerful feeling. That's the power of the word of God. Here comes something for your life that you think's insurmountable, that you think's fearful, that's going to take you out. No, it's not. This is supernatural time to show who lives in you. What life lives in you? The very life of the very God of very God. His life lives in me. Praise the Lord. I know I'm in this weakened vessel, but I know who lives in me. And I know the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And I believe in that salvation. I'm talking complete salvation. The salvation for healing, for strength, for wisdom, for, again, a strengthened mind that would be depressed or completely downtrodden, that would be caught in guilt, that thinks, oh my goodness, everything's against me. Everything about my life was unfair. All of those things that the devil wants to lie to me about, God comes in with the helmet of salvation, with the very mind of Christ. And oh, the power of victory that reigns. And it's a victory that more than a conqueror are we through Christ who loves us. We're more than conquerors. That's beyond conquering. See, man doesn't know what beyond conquering is. But I lived that life because Christ gave me that. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Not shall be. I have it. It's done. You see, there's a difference there, isn't there? Everything about the Lord is different than what man has. Man's temporal. It's, you know, we've got to live our reality. I was thankful again to see that and the encouragement of God. No, I don't want to live man's reality. That's defeat. God's possibilities, they're unlimited. God's possibilities, there's nothing hard for God. Nothing. Amen. Come on now. Come on. So here we are. Expect this supernatural life. What's fearful to man, God, you're ready to give me a thrill. Amen. Don't you want to be like a David? I do. I want to have that kind of a heart. Everybody was fearing that giant. David ran out there. This is my opportunity. Praise God. This is a thrill that's going to happen. Because God's called me to it. He wasn't tempting God. His brothers thought, oh, get out of here. You're just talking. Maybe some thought he's tempting God. Look at this idiot. He's going to just get mowed over. No, he was trusting God. God brought that opportunity to his life just like he's bringing that opportunity to your life. And that's the heart I want. I want to expect the thrill of the Lord, not the death of man. What about Moses standing there at the sea? Praise God. Lord, you brought us out here. Hey, you be still. Watch the mighty hand of God. Watch me, honey. It's the moment of the thrill. Brought you to the point of, I can't do it no more. It's the point of the thrill. You think about Jonah. I don't know what he was thinking about except death. I'm going to end my life. But God showed him, oh, honey, even in your unbelief, praise God, I abide faithful. Here comes the thrill. So you might not even be believing him for something right now. I'll tell you what, the fish ready to swallow you. Huh? Oh, what a prayer meeting you're going to have there. What a thrill you're going to say, oh, Lord, I kind of feel bad, but thank God I feel good because it's your faithfulness that keeps me. The supernatural life, that's truly what it is. That's what keeps you. Always. I will not fear what man can do unto me. I will not fear what man can do unto me. It's the Lord thy God that keeps me. He fights for me. I know that I'm in his care. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, I look at my sweet family here and praise God the things that are aching in our hearts. And only he knows. But as we share things, whether it's our children, sometimes we fear. And Lord, there's things that are going to happen. Oh, no, we're not going to fear. It's thrill time. It's thrill time. The Lord's going to show himself faithful. Oh, he does it every time. He does it every time. Now, you think about this encouragement, brothers and sisters, that rain, the rain that poured forth from heaven. Now, you could say, well, those people weren't encouraged that were starting to be drowned by that stuff. But there was a man that was encouraged. And you know why he was encouraged? Because it was something that was strange to mankind. But it wasn't strange to him. And you know why? Because he listened to the word of God. You want to be in the know? Listen to the word of God. You want to be ready to fight? Listen to the word of God. Don't get wiped out. He's still going to fight for you. But why fight in fear? Amen. I want to fight in that glory of that we're more than conquerors. His word told me we've come to this battle and it looks awful, but this is the thrill. This is underdog time. You know how that is. We always like an underdog. Come on, you know that. Oh, it's over. They're not going to win. But oh my goodness, look what's happening here. Those are the greatest games we've ever seen. Not when a team that gets out there and says, oh, this is easy, a yawner and all that. It's that guy that you never saw coming and bam, he hits it. That's you and the Lord. They don't see that. They don't see you. They don't know who you are. And that's okay. But when God wants to have you come forth, he'll point you out. He'll show them who he cares for. And you know that. And you walk with that. It ain't a chip on your shoulder. It's a glow in your heart. God is for me. And who could be against me? Amen. Amen. Now, that encouragement that poured forth was because Noah was in tune with God. He was in tune with the voice of the Lord. See, that rain that came down from heaven, it didn't scare him, as we read, because he obeyed the word of the Lord in all things. You know what the obeying of the word of God for us is?
that we would grow up into him in all things, that we would know all truth. All he wants you to do is to hear him. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to hear his voice. Remember last week? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Yeah. All he desires is for you to hear him. And then tell him thank you all the time. Praise him. Lord, it's just so wonderful. Like I say, you hear that glory of the anointing of the Holy Ghost in those songs. I can't help but just fall apart. Cry, praise God. I love that. Yeah. The men of God, they gush forth with tears. Tell you what, you've never met a man like David. And he said, my pillows were full of tears. I drown in them. And more importantly, they were so valuable to God, he bottled up every one of them.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? You better understand what a definition of a real man is. Now, in all things, he believed the word of God. And I will tell you this, it never changes. Full overcomers like Noah, they're the same believing ones today. They believe the Lord in all things, and they believe all the word of God. They see the height of his deliverance, praise God. And today, as we're thinking of Noah and that height of deliverance, that again, if you will, he was raptured from that. He was lifted out from that. Our glory, praise God, is the bridal glory deliverance. That we know the word of God tells us at this time that it's coming. But you know this, it's just like with Noah. It can't be halfway. It can't be halfway. If you're going to have that deliverance, it's got to be all the way. Do you know there were believing ones that perished in the flood? Yeah. Read the word of God and you'll understand that. There were believing ones. They weren't just all unbelievers that perished in that flood. There were believers in that flood. But they didn't completely believe the Lord. They didn't. God knew who would receive that truth, didn't he? And God sent it to the thing that he was going to perform it in. Why do you think he's brought you the bridal message? Huh? I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He brought me that. He sat me down just like he sat down to Noah. And he said, you know what, honey? I'm going to tell you the mystery that I'm trying to tell everybody. But they ain't going to listen. So I ain't going to waste my time. Because I'm a God that don't waste time. I get into the thing that it's going to perform it in. And I'm going to do it. And I'm listening to him. Hallelujah. It is wonderful. And he got my attention. And he sits me down and he speaks to me. And then here we go. And just like Noah, you got to think of this. He is taking the word of the Lord. And what God wants him to do, he wants him to do it in a desert. Now again, he's building this giant ship in a desert. And he's going to make it rain. What is that? Nobody knows. They've never seen it. But God said it's coming. You know, that's something about the Lord. No one's ever seen it. But it's coming. It seems to be a theme with our Lord, isn't it? It's called faith. It's called faith. See, but everybody wants something tangible. That you ain't going to get this by tangible. You're going to get this by faith, by his spirit. That this is God, hallelujah, and God's love, right? And he loved me so much, and I thank the Lord that, praise God, that love that put him up on that tree, upon that cross, hallelujah, and he died for me. Man, and I'll tell you what, it's where it all gushed forth for me. And it don't stop. And it goes on and on and on and on. But you think about this, in a desert, building an ark, in about 100 years or so. And then, beyond all of that, that nut is gathering up all them animals. What is he doing? Crazy. Let's just put it there. Come on, you know that. If you saw that going on and you didn't know or you didn't want to know or you heard and you didn't believe to know, you would say that that man is crazy. How about believing Jesus in this day and age that he is going to have a rib portion body out of the body of saints? All of my brothers and sisters, the Christians of this earth that are there right now that believe the Lord, that the Lord said, just like he told Noah, you know what, honey? I'm going to pluck you out because you have grace in my eyes. So the same thing for us today, that here we have, if you will, our message of deliverance, just like this, those that have found grace in his eyes. That he said, you know what, honey? I'm going to take out this small company of believers from the body of Christ, hallelujah, and I'm going to rapture them up in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Yep. And they're going to be gone. And you know what man says to that? And even Christian man? Crazy. You are crazy. Now, I want you to ask you something. In a way, if you really want to think about this, can you place yourself back in that day where you'd never seen rain and you're in the middle of a desert and all of that's going to happen and I'm going to save you? Which one's more crazy? I'm glad it's got you quiet. Because let me tell you something, there ain't no crazy to God. Not in his word. But see, what happened was Noah kept on believing, didn't he? And on that day when the windows of heaven were fully opened, it says, Noah and his family entered the ark. They entered the ark. And I love how it says that Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him. We're in a similar time. We are. We're in a similar time right now. We are. This wickedness that we read about, it's here. God has shown us the things that he said to us would come to pass. And these things come to pass, he said, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. This is this time of this deliverance. And in this similar time, brothers and sisters, we have a message that the window of heaven is going to open again. And matter of fact, those with Paul, the Apostle Paul, just like those that were with Noah remained alive, those with the Apostle Paul right now, you know what? We're remaining alive. We're alive for something right now, aren't we? And just like that, they're going to be lifted right on out of here. That's the word of the Lord. Isn't it beautiful? See, God has shown us this. And if you see something about the Lord, he shows you with things he's already done to show you that he's going to do it. Yeah. He said, in like manner as you see me go, I'm going to come again. See, again, he shows you that. See, because he's so faithful. You say, well, I need to see something of the Lord. You have seen something of the Lord. You've seen the word of God. It's over and over and over in the word of God. Amen. There isn't anything you'll ever face that he hasn't shown you. I've already done this, honeys. There's nothing under the sun. There's nothing under my eye, to my eyes, that I haven't seen before that I can't do. And I won't, more importantly, that I won't do for you. So in the word of the Lord, this crazy stuff, this crazy talk isn't that crazy after all, is it? It's really not. It's just what the word of the Lord says. It's just believing. And this is the encouragement that we need to have, is we need to just wait on the Lord. Praise God. And praise God while we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. But see, sure, in saying that and preaching this gospel, there's many that laugh at me. Just like there's many that laugh at Noah. And they laughed until the rain started falling, until their laughs turned to screams, crying for help. Why do you think that in the word of God it says that the innumerable multitude will have to have the very first thing that happens to them when they're in heaven, there has to be a tear wiped from their eye? There was a sadness. There was a sadness because they didn't enter in. When it's right there for us, amen? The word of the Lord, it's right there for you to enter in, but it just depends. How much do you really want to believe? How much do you want to pay attention at this age? This will be, because this is the word of the Lord. There isn't anything of the word of the Lord that at least to this date that would happen that hasn't happened. It all has. All the things that the prophets have spoken about, all of the different events that would happen, to the point of time that they were supposed to happen. They've occurred. So let's just say God is 100% right. Well, you know what? He's going to continue to be 100% right because he's God. It's not going to change. So he tells us these things that are absolutely assured and true. Why would we not be in tune with them? Why would we not be saying, you know what? I really need to hone in on believing the word of God. And Lord, help me to wake up to this because I know everything of this life is fighting against it, just like with Noah. He set him in an absolute impossible setting, gave him an impossible task, if you will. And the task was just to believe God amongst all of the unbelieving and all of the people that even were the family of God that I'm sure mocked him and said, you're an idiot. This stuff isn't true. But see, the thing is the word of God says it's true. And I'm going to tell you something. That's true. Amen. This is absolute. And by the grace of God, that's what absolute is. It's in full assurance of faith, believing, making my request made known unto God. Praise the Lord. So this is very sweet because Noah had the message of the opening of heaven and those that were with him remained alive. And the apostle Paul has the message for the opening of heaven, praise God, called the first trump rapture. And heaven's going to open. And praise the Lord, we've got this message of the bridegroom and a supernatural deliverance awaits those that believe. But you know what the difference is, sweet man? See, he doesn't want us just to see. He don't just want us to see the ark, does he, Brother James? Nope. He doesn't even want us just to know, Brother Mark, that there is an ark. Amen. What's he want us to do, honey? He says, get in the ark, didn't he? Time to get in, huh, Brother Bob? Amen. See, we're sitting in an ark today, aren't we, sweethearts? You're sitting in that ark, Alex? Amen. You're not just seeing it afar off, are you, sweet man? Come on.
It's getting closer.
We got to get in the ark. Brother, in the ark?
Amen.
Get in the ark. Praise God. It doesn't matter where we're sitting in these pews, whether in the front or the back. I pray not. But the thing that's different, you can hear this. And you can see this. But if you don't get on in, you ain't in. And it, you know what it says? And he gathered them 7 days prior. 7 days. Perfection. He's calling out to you, son.
Amen.
There's no coincidence here. You make the move now. What matters, did I get there in time? You see what I'm saying? Not how it all started. Not all the riffraff that I've heard. What matters is how I finish. And what matters, Brother James, is am I in the ark? Amen. The bride hath made herself ready. You know that, don't you, sweet man?
Yes! Yes!
Oh, Jesus.
Eli! Eli!
Oh, Jesus.
Yoros! The kingdom of heaven is calling. Remember the 10 virgins. There were 5 wives and there were 5 foolish. Watch. Be ready.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my beloved, fear not. I am with thee to help you.
Yes.
I love you. I uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You are righteous.
Who?
Because of my blood. And I will uphold you. Uphold you. By the right hand of my righteousness, as that ark was lifted up out of the earth, so will my right hand uphold you. I love you. Believe it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for this grace that you've given, that we believe you. And Lord, thank you that we sit not in a fearful time. We sit at the most exciting, thrilling time there's ever been. And Lord, thank you for all the things that you've called us to, in a sense, in this life. Every life here, I'm honored to be with them. What a privilege to be amongst the sons of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for every vessel here and everything that, Lord, that you have called them to in this life. Whether the work that they're doing, the schooling that they're doing, all of these things, Lord God. But yet you are fashioning them for your crown, Jesus. Lord, you're taking us from every manner and walk of life. And you're showing that you're not a respecter of person. That, Lord, your word is so exact and it's so perfect. And God, every life that's hearing this today, oh, they found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, the grace that we found in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, to hear this message, Lord, of this deliverance, this thing that is going on this earth right now, the slumber that's going on to the body of Christ right now. But yet we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Oh God, and it awakens our heart, and we lift up our hands, and we know, praise God, it is mine, mine, mine. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name today, God, give us the strength, give us the boldness in your love and in your truth, God, that we enter into that ark right now, that we await for the soon appearing of the glorious great God and our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. For in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, my faith shall be sight. And we shall see him and behold him and be like you, our precious bridegroom. Thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.